Shabbat Shalom to everybody in cyberspace. We're going to start our congregation right now, waiting for Carrie to blow the trumpet. Let's see. Start that. Do a countdown. Put up the study. And I'm on Pow Talk, right?
No, you are not.
Oh, okay, I'll be on Pow Talk in a second.
There we are.
Oh, okay, I'm on Pow Talk.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Oh, man. Bad to me.
Anyway, we're one of Messiah. We're one of Messiah congregation. Kahal Chad B'Mashiach. A little piece of the Israel of God. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, we thank and praise you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything, Father, for being with us. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Open up the scriptures to us. Help us, living God. We give you the praise and honor. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. May God always be with you and always have you in his, have you, him in your minds every day. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, today's the Sabbath of God. And here we are, one more time. There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to talk to me. There's my email. We're at 101 Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin, Tennessee. See Suite 105A. I think that's why the mailman's making mistakes. Today we are still using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s. Isn't that nice? The Julian calendar was proposed in 46 BC to the Gregorian calendar in 1582, which we are still using today in the 21st century. Isn't that weird? 21st century. Today is July 26th, 2025, and it's Julius Caesar's month. Julius Caesar, he reformed the Roman calendar, hence the Julian calendar, in 46 BC. In the process, he named it after himself. Isn't that nice? Named the month after himself. That's why it's called July, Julius. Huh? God's calendar. We are now in the fourth month of God, day 30 today. The fourth month has no scriptural name. Tammuz is made up in Judaism, which we don't follow, you know, because they don't have forgiveness of sins. They don't have no Yeshua. They have nothing. They have no Jesus. Amen. Sunday starts the fifth month of God, which also has no scriptural name, Sunday. And Judaism, again, made up a name called Av. It's not the name in the Bible. This is not the name of the fifth month, as Judaism states, again. They make up whatever they feel like. They make it anything they feel like, Judaism. So my recommendation is check everything. If you want to know God's months, you can just click on that. You hold down the control and click that, and that opens up, okay? Today's topic, the basics of Scripture. Wow.
Yep.
Some things of God that are forgotten in our world today, these are the things that are forgotten. The real God of Israel is forgotten. God's feasts and holy days are forgotten. Yep. All God's Sabbaths are forgotten. God's commandments are forgotten. God's calendar is forgotten. God's New Year is forgotten. God's pure word is forgotten. Nowadays there's 46 to 50, over 50 versions of the Bible, so you can get all nice and confused. The Catholic Church changed the fourth commandment of God, and all the Protestants follow them. Isn't that nice? That's why there's no, how we can't get anyone to show up today. And we're not Seventh-day Adventists, because even the Seventh-day Adventists have different versions of Seventh-day Adventist. Some of them, I don't know, they don't know about the seven Sabbaths and the Feast of God. They don't keep the feast. They don't do nothing. They're just another Protestant religion that was created. Anyway, you can click on that. That takes you to the Catholics Confessed right there. Yeshua, Jesus, is quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. He says, "But he answered and said," Yeshua answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Every word. Wow. And that's what we do. We live by every word of God. We have a whole Bible full of words of God, scriptures. God doesn't change. God's word is always the same. God has never changed. He's always the same. Yes. Amen. Then I'm going to go to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And my wife and I have been watching videos lately about evolution and creation. This concept right here, God created the heavens and the earth. It's so many times in the Bible, but the world changes everything, the world. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So we're made in God's likeness. I guess he has a body configuration like us. "And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Okay. Huh? Everything that creeps upon the earth, okay? So that's the difference. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And even in the world today, there's no male and female anymore. There's males and males and females and homosexuality and everything else, which is against God's commandments. I hear so many people still believe in evolution, which is really hard to believe after watching the creation and evolution videos, the origin of species. Did you ever hear we all came from a monkey?
No.
Or the molten soup? Molten soup, remember that a long time ago. How about a rock? We all came from a rock. In the beginning of what? What beginning? No space, there was no energy, no area, nothing. There was nothing there. Now they say nothing and nothing exploded to make everything. There was nothing. Nothing exploded to make everything. Doesn't that sound cuckoo? In other words, there's nothing here, and there's no area, there's no volume, there's no nothing, but it exploded, and it made everything that we have today. Isn't that nutty?
It's crazy.
Scripture says, "These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens." That sounds a lot more to the point to me. "And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew." No evolution there, right? But I think what the world has forgotten, have we not all one Father? Had not one God created us? Now in the world there's tremendous amounts of different pagan gods out there and different religions. There's another Jesus in all the different Protestant churches and the Catholic churches. Apostle Paul said that, not me. He said at his time there was another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. So if you multiply that out to today, the 21st century, there's so many other religions out there with different gods. God starts his days in the evening, as stated below. A lot of people don't know this. There's the evening hours and the morning were the first day. The evening and the hour. Evening and the morning were the second day. The evening and the morning were the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, and the sixth day. So God creates his days in the evening. Like tonight when the sun goes down, God's starting his day. That's when the new moon will show up tonight, and it will be the fifth month of God. So you've got 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night, right?
Approximately,
yeah. Thus the heavens and earth were finished, and all the host of them. Just think, God created the universe, which is, we can't even imagine how vast it is. It's tremendously big. The heavens and the earth, and he was finished, and the host of them. That's all the thousands, billions of stars, and who knows how many other solar systems, and how many other planets, and how many other things he's got out there. Only God knows. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that which he had made. And the seventh day was a problem in the past. I remember when I started thinking about the seventh day, I started thinking, well, how do we know what the seventh day is, you know? So I checked all the different calendars that I could find, the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar, the Caesarian calendar and the Gregorian calendar and all kinds of calendars. And the amount of days of the year might have changed, like 253, 254, but the days of the week never changed, I noticed. So the seventh day is still today, called, unfortunately, Saturday, from Saturn, or, you know, really pagan. Anyway, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And I like this sentence. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens. Amen. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for Jehovah God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Wow. You have to read the whole chapters to find out what happens. Then today I wanted to go over just the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 20 we're going to start with, okay? God spoke all these words. So that means you could take that to the bank. This is God speaking, saying, I am Jehovah your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You might say, well, I was never in Egypt. I was never in bondage. Well, you're in your last life of sin and confusion. That's like the devil running the show here on earth. You shall have no other gods before me. That's commandment one. But this thing, that people threw that away, now they have any other gods. Think of all the different churches out there. They all have a different Jesus. I know the Methodist Jesus is not the same as the Baptist Jesus. And the Baptist Jesus isn't the same as the Pentecostal Jesus, right? And down, you can go, keep going down the road, and all the different Protestant churches, they all have a different Jesus, a different spirit, a different gospel. Isn't that terrible? Here's commandment two. You're not supposed to make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and I guess any generations that hate him. Wow. But I'm happy for this sentence, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And that's what we do, Father. We keep your commandments. Amen. That's why we're here today. You shall not take the name of, that's commandment, that was one of the commandments. Here's another commandment. You shall not take the name of Jehovah your God in vain. Just think, that's what the people do tomorrow. Howbeit in vain do they worship God. The commandments and doctrines of men. They take the name of God in vain. Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Right. And here it is. Why does it say remember the Sabbath? Because I just read to you in Genesis, God blessed the seventh day, right? And right then, here it is, the next book, it says remember the Sabbath. Zichron Yom Teruah, yeah. To keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Wow. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah, It's not the Sabbath of Moses. It's not the Sabbath of the Israelites. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah, your God. In it, you're not supposed to do any work. Who? That's you, your son, your daughter, your maid servant, your manservant, your cattle, or the stranger that's within your gates. That means anybody that's in your, that you know, they, everywhere you go takes what has to be Sabbath worthy, right? For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and God rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I mean, what else can he do? He blessed it, he hallowed it, made it holy, and it's the seventh day. He said, remember the Sabbath, right?
Which nobody does.
That was the fourth commandment. Here's the fifth commandment. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, upon the land which Jehovah your God gives you. Mm-hmm. Make sure you do that. How do you honor them? By telling them the truth, by telling them the gospel, telling them the, what they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're not supposed to kill. That means murder. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to commit adultery. We don't do that. You're not supposed to steal. And you're not supposed to bear false witness against your neighbor. Why? That would be called lying. You're a liar if you do that, right? That was the Ten Commandments. It says, here's the Tenth Commandment. You should not cover your neighbor's house. You should not cover your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that's your neighbor's. Anything. We don't do that. The Ten Commandments are also in Deuteronomy 5. And Leviticus 23, it says, from even to even, so you shall celebrate your Sabbath, because you didn't know when you're supposed to do it. It says, from even to even. In other words, from evening to evening, you celebrate your Sabbath. Amen. And God says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths you shall keep. It is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Jehovah that doth sanctify you. It's a sign. Wow, God recognizes us today. It's a sign. Thus says Jehovah, keep judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Right. Not let the son of the stranger, you might say, well, I'm not a Jew. The son of the stranger that had joined himself to Jehovah speak, saying, Jehovah had separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. You can't say that. You know, you're not supposed to say those things. But thus said Jehovah unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose those things that please me and take hold of my covenant. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, and that they shall not be cut off. Wow. That's great. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Jehovah to serve him, to love the name of Jehovah, to be his servants, everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain one day and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Amen. Here's Isaiah 58. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure, or you're supposed to do your pleasure on my holy day, it's God's holy day, and you call the Sabbath a delight, holy of Jehovah, honorable, and shall honor him. How do you do that? By not doing your own ways today, not finding your own pleasure today, not speaking your own words. And people used to get confused about the last part, speaking your own words. That means we don't get to extensive conversations about other things besides God today. He says, then shall you delight yourself in Jehovah, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, which is the Torah. For the mouth of Jehovah had spoken it. So you could, again, that's something you could trust, because God's the one who's saying this. In case you forgot, 60 times in the Gospels and letters is the word Sabbath. 60. Huh?
They say it's not in there.
They say it's not there. 60 times. Here's two scriptures that I know a lot of pagan religions know. They think this Matthew 24, everyone knows that's about the end of the world, right? It says, pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Oh, Jesus said that. Whoa, it's still a Sabbath? What's going on here? Why? For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Wow. Sounds like Daniel, too. How about this one? This is when Jesus, Meshua, dies on the tree, and they buried him. The woman also, which came from him, from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre, and how Yeshua, Jesus' body, was laid, you know? Just think, this Jesus dies, he dies, and he says, and they stopped everything. They returned and prepared spices and ointments, and they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. So they went back to the commandment, and they said, how do we keep the Sabbath? Oh, we don't find our pleasure today, we don't work, we make sure we keep our minds on God. Same thing. Anyway, we inherited a new year. We inherited the new year in January, the dead of winter. All is frozen, you know, everything's dead. Isn't that terrible? God's new year is in the spring when everything's alive. That's during March and April, during Passover. Spring, warm, when many things come back to life. Where does it say that? Let's see. Exodus 12, and God spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Oh, it's the beginning of months. It's the first month of the year to you. And you have to read it. It's about during Passover. And it's called Ha'aviv in Exodus 13. And if you want to know about God, God has his own feast, even though the world made up their pagan feast that everybody follows. God has his own feast. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of who? Jehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts. Mm-hmm. Holy convocation is a mikra kodesh. It's a sacred assembly, a public meeting. You're supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. Every Sabbath is the same thing. Mm-hmm. God says, these are my feasts. See that? Mm-hmm. Anyway, then God goes right into the Sabbath. He goes, 6 days shall work be done. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. Wherever you dwell today, it's supposed to be Sabbath conscious, right? And Brother John sums it all up. Brother John sums it up. He says, whoso commits sin transgresses also the law. So I just read you part of the law, the commandments. Sin is the transgression of the law. Wow. Then the next question you should say, well, the next question is, he that commits sin is who? Is of who? The devil. For the devil sins from the beginning. Just think, everyone's of the devil out there. That's why they're not keeping the Sabbath. How much sin is going to heaven? Zero. Which commandments can you break? None of them. Right. Because how much sin is going to heaven? Nothing. This is a very short study today. I had it prepared for different people that were coming, but they didn't show up. May God bless you all. Shabbat Shalom. And I thank you for joining us today. And maybe we'll go over this again later. God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. This is such a short study. I'm sorry.